Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Hey, I'm going to just speak off the top of my head here tonight and bring you up to speed on a couple of things I've been thinking about. I went out to dinner with my wife tonight and we had a conversation about what we're up against. Now, I'm going to tell you a personal story in a second here about friends of ours, neighbors of ours. But before I do, I want to show you this clip. This is Mariah Carey peddling the COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh, yeah. I want to relax. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the problem. I'm going to let my stomach stress, okay?
Just relax for me.
Oh! 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 All right, well.
I'll pause it there. You know, we've seen this time and time again with celebrities. I believe Arnold Schwarzenegger, the claim has been made, same thing with him. He didn't actually get the vaccine. You know, I'm not sure what's really going on with these people, but I think when you think of the Illuminati and you think of favors being called in, they've been propped up, they've been made famous, many of them have made deals. You know, when their ticket is called and they need to step up and they need to peddle the propaganda, they do it. But maybe in the case of some of these people, they're not actually getting the vaccine, which leads me to my personal story. So last night we were invited over to the deck of our friends, our neighbors. They're in their 60s. They're very nice people. I like them very much. So if it ever happens that they hear this, this isn't a personal criticism of them as people. We like them very much. In fact, we've tried to inform them about the dangers of this quote-unquote vaccine. And I personally have tried to inform them both, the husband and the wife, separately on occasions last fall, in which I let them know that it's not a vaccine. It is an experimental mRNA biological therapy, a gene therapy. It's not a vaccine at all, and it's not approved by the FDA. And I was met with resistance by both of them individually, not massive resistance, but they both were excited to get it because they were afraid of COVID. The same thing happened with my mother-in-law. And so last night when we were having a beer with them on their deck, again, we broached the subject because they told us just a day ago, the wife got her first vaccine, her shot from Moderna, and that the husband, this guy that we also like, he was getting his today. And we just couldn't understand why they were rushing into this when it's an unproven technology and people are dying. And the husband said to me, well, people are dying, yes, but millions have gotten it. To which I said, well, I think the official tally is somewhere near 5,000 Americans have died from this thing, which is more than all other vaccines combined over the past year. And again, he said, but you know what? We want to travel. So now they are responding to the fear-mongering that you're going to need a vaccine passport in order to travel, and they have plans to go to Spain here in the future. And he said, we don't want to deal with any of that. We want to be able to travel. And to my wife's credit, she really dug into him and said, but do you understand what's in it? There's no need to rush into this and get it. You're healthy right now. Why do you think you need to get the vaccine? And again, he said, well, I don't think there's any danger to it, and we want to travel. So the brainwashing is complete. People are rushing out. They're seeking this thing out. And it's the damn saddest thing I can think of because my friend who I'm describing here, our neighbor, they were big Trump supporters. So you think if there's anybody you could wake up, it would be somebody who's at least somewhat similar to your beliefs in terms of ideology, political philosophy, etc. So again, I share all of this with you because it really saddens me. And what I told my wife tonight, really on the back of a comment I got on Podbean from my latest podcast, someone asked me about Zionism. This person said, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm just learning about Zionism. Could you do a video about Zionism? And I'm not going to do that here tonight, but what I said to my wife is this. The powers that be at the highest levels in so many cases are Jews or dual citizens of Israel, and that doesn't make all Jews bad. But what I explained to her is that this power center, which was established really with Rothschild Zionism and the reestablishment of the State of Israel in 1954 or whatever it was in the Balfour Declaration, this is the world's wealthiest people hiding behind a religion, Judaism, so that you can't criticize them. Because if you dare criticize any of these people, including Jeff Zients, the COVID czar, that I'm sure is in favor of COVID passports for even domestic travel, if you criticize any of these people, they label you an anti-Semite. And I went on to explain to my wife that, again, when I was targeted and my YouTube channel was taken down and my Patreon account was terminated, both of those terminations were on the back of hit pieces by Media Matters for America, funded by George Soros, a Jew. So again, it's not that all Jews are bad, it's that these people hide behind the Jewish religion as a shield, a magic shield of protection, so that they can't be criticized. And anybody who criticizes these people is immediately labeled an anti-Semite who should have no free speech. So the attack on our country, the attack on humanity worldwide, is something that needs to be discussed. And I'm not pointing fingers at Jews, I'm pointing fingers at Rothschild Zionism. And I'm going to give you one more example. I was on the treadmill tonight at the club, and I was watching Lester Holt's broadcast, the Propagandist Nightly News, and they did a piece about white hate and extremism, and they interviewed some woman from some Jewish history center in New York City, and they talked about, again, the threat of anti-Semitism on the rise, and they showed a picture of two masked, evidently white people, we don't know who they are because they were masked, holding up a flag that the report said was anti-Semitic. I had to dig to find the photograph here that I'm showing you now because I think it's very telling. We don't know who these individuals are, but they're holding up a flag, part of which appears to be an American flag, and part of which is five arrows, which to me immediately recalled the Rothschild emblem, the five arrows for the five sons going to the five major power centers of the world to establish economic dominance. And that flag to me immediately spoke of Zionism and Rothschild, five arrows. But who are they demonizing in this hit piece on the Nightly News with Lester Holt? White people as being anti-Semitic. So I just want to round out this conversation by playing a clip that definitely will be controversial because it's coming from somebody who is labeled an anti-Semite. I think he's an honest, truth-telling person. His name is Brother Nathaniel. And this comes from his video. Got your vaccine passport yet?
The Vaccination Credential Initiative is indeed a joint engagement between the feds and corporations. They include such entities as IBM, Microsoft, Electronic Health Records Association, Code Reader, V-Health Passport, MyVaxPass, and, most frightening, the MITRE Corporation. MITRE is a federally funded research and development colossus that moves across countless federal institutions such as U.S. Science and Tech Labs, operational engagement of Homeland Security's Security Engineering Systems, creation of U.S. Air Force radar systems, controls, and instruments, builders of digital tools for America's military command, and developers and installers of engineering systems for federal intelligence bodies, to name a few, from MITRE's own mouth.
The company itself is organized with different focuses on the individual research and federally funded research and development centers. Mm-hmm. A lot of our work has to do with modernization and solving very difficult problems, but mm-hmm. also modernizing the way government operates.
Mm-hmm. Modernizing ways government operates. We'll see MITRE's smart health cards ready to go and funded by Zients and Slavitt. MITRE's smart health card will fit snugly into your digital wallet and ready for verification. Kind of like Daily Check at Cornell, where Martha Polak, Jewish president of that university, will require proof that all students are vaccinated this fall. Kind of like Excelsior Pass, where New York's Madison Square Garden, Lincoln Center, Saks Fifth Avenue, and Katz Delicatessen will reportedly be asking for your papers. The Republic is dead, yet the corpse wants to vax you, track you, trap you, and passport you. Don't be a slave of the state. Don't take the kill shot. Hang out on your own turf. Grow your own. Cook at home. Perch in your possession and guard your station. Then prep for secession.
Prep for secession. We're getting to that point, friends. I share all of this with you because I cannot believe that people close to me are so brainwashed, so gullible, and so willing to be led to the slaughter like sheep, even when they have informed people who care about them trying to inform them about the dangers of this experimental biological agent. If the goyim are going to put up no fight whatsoever, we probably deserve what we get. And one last thing on Zionism for that person on Podbean who left me the question asking about it. Woodrow Wilson said, "Since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it." I paraphrased that quote for my wife tonight when we were driving home. The hour is closing rapidly on our republic when an illegitimate president says, "Enough prayers, time for action," as he writes unconstitutional executive orders targeting lawful gun owners. And lastly, for that person who left me that comment, I'm going to leave a link below to this video from Blackstone Intelligence, the history of the Rothschilds, the evil of the Rothschild family, the power behind empire. I think that may help provide important information so y'all know what we're up against. The time for silence is over. The time for fighting is now. The republic is under attack. Your families are under attack. Liberty is under attack. Human beings are under attack. And I personally think I know exactly who the real enemy is. Do you? Thanks for tuning in, friends, and for real news, please visit us directly at sgtreport.com. The antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless. Bye-bye.